The gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated,
أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا.
The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that greatest of the best Kamil Iman, person who possesses the Kamil Iman, is who? Iman Allah Ta'ala has given to all of us, alhamdulillah. It's a great treasure and ni'mah, and there's no greater wealth or ni'mah than this that we have, greater than Iman. And the reality is that we did not have to make effort for this, we did not have to strive for this. Very easily Iman Allah Ta'ala gave us from the womb of the mother, the lap of the mother. We were born in such homes, such family households, those people who possessed Iman. So this is Allah's grace that somehow Allah Ta'ala to an insan human being, He bestows him with ni'mas, so many ni'mas. And it depends that those ni'mas, how much does that person appreciate those ni'mas, value them. On valuing the ni'mas, Allah Ta'ala then continually increases and multiplies those ni'mas. And obviously for that person who's ungrateful, there's nothing. If you understand the importance of something, then you'll value and appreciate it. So now, Allah Ta'ala has given us Iman, and it is such a thing that our final time, or you could say the next world, which is the real world, the real life, the hereafter, where here we are living and the love of this dunya has put the veil on reality. And the hereafter, the thing that will be most useful is Iman, faith. And even the slightest, the lowest grade of Iman, even if an atom's weight of Iman, even the particle of Iman, atom's weight, if a person has faith equivalent to a dust particle, then Allah Ta'ala has put so much, you could say, power in Iman, effect, that individual will not go into hellfire, Jahannam. He will come out of that test due to that particle, dust or atom's weight of Iman. So such a great name Allah has given to us. But Allah says, if you look at the Iman that you have got, if you look at the whole Quran, good news, glad tidings to the people of Iman, Ya Ayyuhalladhina Amanu, Ya Ayyuhalladhina Amanu, O people of Iman, Allah is giving good news to those with faith. That when you come with Iman to me in Jannah, then you'll be given the high grade of Jannah. Allah has explained the beauty of Jannah, more than 100 stages in paradise, and all of these things that a human being will attain will be based on what? Iman. Faith, on the levels of Iman. Now, what is the situation? That Allah Ta'ala has given us this news. He's given us a message via His gracious Prophet. And this is continuous. And it's permanent and established that this message was being delivered to the people. Allah has arranged such a thing, a method that nobody will lose out. Till Qiyamah, whoever comes, the message will arrive to that person. Just like, for example, you see, 1400 years have passed, but it's a fresh message that has come to us today, right now. That you have Iman, you have faith, but now what? That with Iman, you need to attain that conclusion, that destination that Allah Ta'ala has created for you, which is Akhirah. That the more we elevate our faith, strengthen our Iman, because Iman has levels. In the hereafter, when people will rise up, they'll rise up in different ways. Somebody's Iman will be so weak and fragile, just like the moon on the first night, then the second night, then the third night. Somebody's Iman will be strong, and it will be like the moon on the 14th night, bright, strong, intense. Why is that intensity difference there? The difference will be that they took the news, the message came to them that you, individual, your Iman, you need to strengthen it to that level, to that when the time comes, when your Iman, when for example you get Iman and you get the darajat, the rank status, that time your Iman should be on such a level that you attain your reward in the highest level of paradise, which is forevermore permanent. For that, Allah Ta'ala has given us this platform in this life to work hard and to make effort, this dunya. This dunya is for this. In reality, the life Allah has given to us in this world, this dunya world, Allah has given it for this very reason, that we make ourselves capable and take ourselves to that level that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the rewards in the Quran. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned those rewards, that we can attain them. Attain them. So morning till evening, morning till evening, our effort and striving and working hard, our maqsad is this. That we need to attain those maqamat, those grades in paradise that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. That's our objective, via iman. Via iman. So what we need to do and work hard on all our life long is that we need to elevate and increase our iman to that level, to that high grade. But the taste of the world, and obviously this world that we live in, so this keeps on covering our objective, and it brings layers of other objectives on top of that, and the world becomes our maqsad objective, but it has no relationship with us. That if this dunya was beneficial for us and useful, then something would go with us to the hereafter, wouldn't it? From here, something would go with us to the hereafter, but with us nothing will go, not even atoms, particle or an atom will go with us. Everything ends here, melts away, evaporates, disappears. So what do you see? A child, you see, when he comes, you put toys in front of the child, you play with this toy, with the car, with this motor, with this vehicle, or with that toy, play. Then it's time for the child to sleep, he's tired, then he goes quickly, scuppers away. Then after, you observe that those toys are there, scattered around. Just they made the cars there, you're saying, this is my car. All those items that the child were his are there, and the child disappears. Yes? So insan's life is the same. The human being passes away and all his items are scattered. Oh, his clothes, this is his tasbih, this was his prayer mat, this was his glasses, this was his item. And not one atom's weight goes with that person to thereafter. Now take the lesson from this. They play for a little while, the kid, and the kid disappears. And all his kids, the love he had, and he thought this was the beauty. He wouldn't let you touch his toys. He leaves everything and goes because he's feeling sleepy, and he disappears. The child leaves his beautiful items. That's our life, my friends. Our life. Such a big, great life Allah has given to us. Such opportunities. And don't spend your whole life on temporary things. Pay attention. What a big deceit for us. Deception. And we always see that our age is increasing. It's not reducing. Where are we going? Obviously, there's a destination. We also musafir. We must have a destination endpoint. That's the endpoint, the grave. Where else are we going to go? It's the grave. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this dunya, brothers. This is the reality. In this dunya, we need to work hard on this, that those items Allah will give to us in the hereafter, we need to attain them. So in this hadith, Allah's Nabi has said the same thing, the same message. That who is there whose iman is greatest, best, who has the kamil iman, complete? What does this mean? That you now, with regards to iman, take your iman, increase it to that level, make it kamil, complete, your iman. Iman, you need to round it, you need to polish it, increase it, strengthen it. Who are those whose iman and their faces will be shining like the moon on the 14th night? They'll be strong, and this message is coming to them that you need to do this action. You need to attain this. Don't run off to the dunya. Then pay attention to this point. Always pay attention. That I need to, what do I do with my amal, my deeds and my iman? What have I done with my iman? How strong has it become? So then Allah's Nabi says, has told us the tariqah, the methodology, subhanAllah. That how you can, with regards to your iman, faith, how you can make it kamil, complete, your iman. How our iman, faith, look. If, for example, you have something that's weak, you don't leave it, do you? You strengthen it. If your car breaks down, you'll try to repair it. If your house is crumbling, you'll try to repair and polish it. If your shoes, footwear is breaking, you'll try to repair it. If your shirt is tearing, you'll try to repair it. You don't throw it away. So if in our dunya we live, if our iman is weak, and it is very weak, our iman living in this world, this doesn't mean that you disregard that iman. No, rather that iman, we need to strengthen it more. Make it strong. Strong. Yes, we need to make effort on the iman. Not we that we leave it and shun it. That's not the point. The dunya we don't do this. How can we do this with relation to the hereafter? okay, we accept we are weak, we have weak iman. Okay, we accept. Everybody says, but now the tariqah Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has prescribed to us, then with that tariqah, at least our iman, we should strengthen it, make it mazboot. Yes, we stated, who are those people whose iman is kamil? And that tariqah, they have done an action, those people, what is the action they have done that causes their, or results in the iman being kamil, complete? Who can you say that he, how can we say that somebody has kamil iman? Who are those people? What's the sign? What have they done? So our mind, where will it go? It just goes to one direction. Who are those people with kamil iman? Those who do a lot of ibadat, we'll say. They pray voluntary salah. Nawafil, they give sadaqat, charity, they pray salah. We'll say this, won't we? That with those people who we see doing a lot of actions, a lot of salahs, praying, doing hajj, umrah, alhamdulillah, good thing. Reciting Quran, tilawa. Obviously, zahir ibadat, external worship, we see a lot being done by a person. What will we say about that person? MashaAllah, he's got high rank, high status, he's pious. This is our standard, isn't it, of measuring. So this is a deception that Allah's Rasul is making. It go far from our minds, this deception. That zahiri ibadah, external worship, is good, but this is not the measurement tool. The person who's doing excess of zahiri ibadah, his iman is kamil. This is not the basis, the justification, no. Zahiri ibadat, external physical worship, is not the proof that this person doing a lot of worship, he wakes, stays awake in the night, he keeps fast, he does this and that. So this is not the proof that a person has got kamil iman. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us this. Akmalkum imanum ahsanu amanun khalaqa. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that kamil, complete iman belongs to that individual, is possessed by that person whose akhlaq is good. Whose akhlaq is good. Not this, that whose ibadah is high in quantity, kathir. No, kamil iman in the hereafter will be given to that person, or that person will be measured that his iman is kamil, whose akhlaq is good or better. Look at our nafs and desires, and the world has deceived us, that our basis of measuring iman, that we don't even look towards akhlaq, we don't even give value to akhlaq. Is akhlaq anything? Does it have a relationship with deen? Now we'll see that how important it is and how fantastic and strong the basis of the making the iman strong is to have good akhlaq. So the message in this hadith is that if you desire, if you want to have a high level, strong iman in the akhirah, in the hereafter, and you want your death to be in this condition that you have high level of iman, akmal iman, then only don't just trust and depend that people say, oh, you're pious, he's good. No, rather the measurement gauge and the basis, the prescription that Allah's Rasul has given, pay attention to that, that how good and strong is your akhlaq. How good and strong is your akhlaq. And at that time we will realize that who has kamil iman and what level of iman does a person have when a person departs from this world. At that time we'll realize this. Just some days ago, a person passed away and who was present. And at the time of death, Allah Ta'ala shows and displays to insan. It's through death, Allah shows an example and gives them, Allah gives a message to the people of dunya, and that thing comes in front. Just some days ago, a week or two, maybe just 1 week ago or 2 weeks ago, this is a fresh incident, and that's a person who I know, very close to me. So, that whoever was there, present, it was his nephew, he was present at that time, and he said that I saw a weird occurrence. My uncle Chachajan, he sang this. He said that he was extremely ill, his uncle, and he was in the hospital room. And he said that suddenly I saw, look here, the hadith, that same news is coming from the hadith that we study and read and share. I'm telling you a true event here, true incident. We sat here enjoying ourselves, tomorrow our time will come. In which condition will we do, I think? Will we be in darkness? Will we be thieves? And people who deceive others without akhlaq and not praying salah properly, or will be that feeling that with kamil iman, at least we tried and worked hard, at least go towards that direction. So what will that person's mood be like? Nobody knew him, how pious he was, good. Obviously, that he did externally by other people praised him, but there are thousands of deaths of people who do external worship. But it's not about external worship. The basis, the rule that Allah has made, the principle, that's the principle that we need to adopt in our lives. And we put our hands over that principle, which is akhlaq. We wiped it away. So he said, I saw, the nephew said, suddenly in the room, there was an ajeeb, weird occurrence, like people are coming, and it became like busy. He said, I was amazed, surprised, who's coming into this room? The nephew said, and he's feeling that, he couldn't see anyone, but he felt there was a rush of people. This is in the hadith, isn't it? Now, at the time when a person is about to pass away, the malaika come, the angels. Verily they do come. He said, I felt that it was difficult for me to sit there in that room. It's like somebody sat next to me. Then I heard a bell rang as well for coming in. After that, he opened his eyes. The person was about to die, he was ill. He opened his eyes and his condition changed. He said, who are these people who've come? Have they come some people to meet me? He said, no, uncle, nobody's here. There's nobody here. He said, no, Ajib, you're weird. I can see clearly that these people have come. MashaAllah, they have illuminated faces, white clothes they're wearing, white libas. Okay, and one thing I understand is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the time of death, because the person transfers to the next world, he leaves this world and he goes to the next world. When he's departing from this world at the time of death, when the death time starts, then this world becomes weird. And if someone's speaking, he can't hear. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala's glory, Allah displays, which is Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir, for showing, demonstrating through the human beings, Allah says, this is the death of a person, of a good person. So what happens is that person who's dying, passing away, then he's also physically present in this world and he also has a connection with the next world, the hereafter, at the time of death. So he's looking towards the hereafter and he can see everything. And he can also see when he's speaking, then even the angels are hearing and hear people who are in this world, they're also hearing what he's saying. Both parts. This is an ajeeb, unique condition when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling a person towards his death. So he was in that condition, he's physically present in this world, he's saying to his nephew, and he's seeing the hereafter as well, where he was going to go. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. May Allah ta'ala give us all such a death. Kamil iman. For this fikr, my friends, we are sat here. What other objective do we have? Allah ta'ala seeds us here. These few words, if we understand, then alhamdulillah, the direction of life will change. So try, make effort that through these majalis, change the direction of life. I'm so extremely happy when an insan starts to improve and change himself via these majalis. Subhanallah. Allah's good news comes to that person. That tariqah that I've pushed you and dragged you and I sent you to that majlis, Allah says that you've accepted my message, O insan, now I'm with you and I'll save you in the hereafter. Subhanallah. Allah announces, but some people have hard hearts, they get up, they go, they have no attention to this. But in this day and age, if a person goes to a majlis like this and he hears the messages, then he improves and changes his life, subhanallah. Then he is included in the mahbub group of people of Allah, the beloveds of Allah. Amana wa sadaqna, he says, Allah, I've heard and I've accepted and it's coming to my heart. Such people, in their hearts, physically, they are thirsty. And to quench their thirst, they just need the water and that's it. Alhamdulillah. Mubarak to those people. Congratulations. Mubarak. In these days, in this era, the days of drought, who hears and listens to anyone else? Where does the Quran have an impact on people? Where do hadith impact people? Everything we think is temporary. There's a majlis there. There's that beyond today. There's a majlis there today. With that niyyah, he comes, okay, I'll sit down and listen. What's he going to say? But niyyah's just listen. What's this incident? Oh, we'll hear about that story. We'll hear about this story. But nobody comes thinking like this, that if only the current comes through my heart so that my life reforms and improves. So very great, great ni'mah of Allah, that if we come as animals and depart as animals, oh, may I give everything for Allah's rahmas, that how Allah Ta'ala takes a person from Jahannam and delivers him to paradise and he accepts. Mubarak, congratulations to those people. Rather, my heart feels that I put their shoes on my head, such beloved people and pure people that Allah Ta'ala gives them glory. And change. This is the classification of darajat. They don't take effect on us, these darajat. Then we go to a majlis. If somebody improves and changes, everyone should meet that person and shake his hand and ask him to do dua because he's a beloved servant of Allah. But for us, he's nothing. I'm talking about that zahiri ibadah. That we just focus on zahiri ibadah. He's this, he's pious, he's doing this ibadah. These are all just sketches we made. That all amal, we need to understand, we need to weigh our deeds against the Quran and Hadith. Where have our salah gone? Where have I gone as I worship our zakat and our sadaqat? Why? Because in one hadith it stated, is your akhlaq good? No, then you are zero. Beyond zero, you won't get anything in the hereafter. One person who you treated badly, he will pick up all your deeds and go away. That person you swore to, or you did dhulam against, or oppressed, or you pestered, he will take all your salahs and disappear. You will have nothing left in your book of deeds, in your account. Who wants to improve his akhlaq today? Tell me. So Allah's Nabi Sallam said, the kamil iman, complete iman, the sign of that is not that you're doing lot of ibadah, physical worship, etc. No. If you want to determine kamil iman, look at that individual who, alhamdulillah, has akhlaq, conduct, manners, good character. Which character? What type of akhlaq? What type of akhlaq? Allahu Akbar. That your akhlaq should be in such a way that for example, when your akhlaq is good and high and strong, then he will never leave his fellow Muslim brother in isolation when he's in pain and difficulty. He'll never deceive him. He'll never lie to him. He'll never do dhulum on him, oppress him. This is a sahih narration in Tirmidhi. The person who has these qualities, alhamdulillah, then he has gone to the high rank of akhlaq. Tell me, where have these words gone? Why do we say, oh, he's pious, he practices, he worships? Good, good, do worship, do ibadah. But take your ibadah to the level of acceptance. Just like, for example, you pray salah, and after salah you depart. And have you not read the hadith? Some salah person prays, they are thrown back into that person's face. They are wrapped up and thrown back in his face. So does this mean? So what's the hint that's been given here? That establish your salah. Complete your salah. Take your salah to that level so that it's accepted. Don't make your salah such that it's thrown back in your face. Rather, salah, increase its quality and condition to the high level of acceptance. Take your salah to the acceptance so that Allah accepts your salah. Make effort. So iman Allah has given. Allah says, take your iman to that high level. That through that high level of iman, Allah will accept you and give you the darajat, the rewards. When will you get that? When akhlaq is corrected. When akhlaq is corrected. You understand what I'm saying? Have you seen this? So akhlaq, nobody works hard on akhlaq. Nobody makes effort on akhlaq. There's this inside me, that no Muslim brother, no fellow Muslim, never should you leave him alone during difficulty. Somebody's fighting with him, or swearing at him, or dishonoring him, or saying bad to him. Immediately come. Then why are you dishonoring this person? Tell me, what's the reason? What's the issue? No, leave him, nothing to do with me, mind your own business. This is not the tariq of Islam. Oh, leave it, mind your business. That's not the game here. Rather, it's our Muslim brother. He's in distress. I can't leave him alone. I can't scarper away. And can't leave this person away, this Muslim brother. If you have this condition, never lie against my fellow Muslim brother. Don't give loss to him. Don't do dhulum. Don't impress him. Don't break the promise. Oh, just salah I've got to my name. Oh, I've got hajj and umrah. So where will all these things go with us? Will they go with us? Dhulam we are doing, we are lying, and we consume people's wealth, and we push them around. Tell me, how will this be useful to us in the hereafter? So that's why Allah's Nabi has told us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, work hard on this point, this lane, my friends. Yes, this majlis is for this purpose. For this reason, nothing else. What? That we need to correct ourselves, improve ourselves. That will take, through those actions, that will take us close to Allah. And the greatest rank is what? Khairun Nasa. Best human being is who? Khairun Nasa. Which person? Best human being is that person who is what? Same hadith. Who is the best human being? Yanful Nasa. That person who gives benefit most of all to people. Most benefit to people. He benefits people. We say, take this from that person, take this. For example, something's being distributed, we'll go first. Oh, give this to me first. Islam, this is not the tariqah that you take first. Rather, when you feel something lacking, yes, you wear libas, imama, and you got a big tunic on, and you'll tell people about the Quran. But what you need to see, look at your akhlaq like this. That, for example, when you say food, I want the food, I want the meat piece, I want the leg. Go to a feast where you're invited. When you have these things lacking, then consider that you're lacking something. You need to improve yourself. Allah's Nabi Sallam said that make it stronger, make your deen stronger. Your condition is not right. Your status of iman is weak. You're sat with a very weak iman. So when you have weak iman, don't leave it or shun it. Rather, elevate it through hard work. Just like your house is crumbling, you correct it. When your car is breaking down, you repair it. So when you feel this thing lacking you, sometimes you're angry, you're not giving the rights to people, you don't look after your children, you don't give to them what they want. That means you're sick, you are ill, you're in a bad status of iman, very bad death. That point we were discussing, that's left, I'll come back to it. That sahib, he said that people are coming. Look, people are in the room, look at his death. Yes, he's become successful, hasn't he? Even though he's got pain, illness for some years, he's in a bad situation. But that, alhamdulillah, nobody remained. Within a second, and see how with success he went to the high rank of Jannah. This is just temporary things. If, for example, you're getting a difficulty in the world through this journey of life in order to attain Allah's nearness, that's nothing. If we are attaining Allah's qurb and we get in distress, difficulty, we have to work hard, and we got taklif, then that's fine. Overcome that. Look what you're getting in return to that. What are you getting for the Fajr Salah? Arrive there. What are you getting during Fajr Dhikr in the morning? Arrive there. Because look at the result of the effort. What a great result you're getting for the action. What a great reward you're getting for the action. Just like stated that in the morning, there's a sale. There's a sale. We'll arrive there early in the morning. Why? Because after going through some difficulty, the result is that you will buy the best thing in the sale. You'll get there in the morning early. That's the method of the dunya, isn't it? Yes, you want to get something in the world, then you go through difficulty to get, there's a result. If there's a sale of the houses, everyone will reach there. For sale, quickly put the deposit down, the money. Why? Because it's a good result. I will attain this house. The same way, in Allah's amalat, the amal Allah has given to us, when we realize, what's the result if we do that action? We come in the morning, pray Fajr Salah, do Dhikr Til Ishraq, then what will I get through this? Allah Ta'ala has announced, I'll give you this, I'll give you this, I'll give you this, I'll give you this. And that person who's greedy for their after, they will run. Oh, it's only a little bit of physical difficulty, no problem. But I'll get a lot of things through this, subhanAllah. Rewards, say subhanAllah. Look how much I'm getting. Look how much I'm getting. And after leaving that, how much loss I'm incurring. So, the most foolish person is that who leaves these beneficial things just for a few moments to give pleasure to his nafs. He doesn't practice either. Reject those hadith or reject the Quranic verses in which Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, come, you're getting these rewards and treasures. Attain them. Shaitan says, no, not necessary. Is there nothing more necessary than this? That for a few hours you come and you attain Jannah? Can this not be necessary and essential? Yes? Is there anything more necessary in this? Necessary, we say, is just fard, and we don't want to do anything beyond fard. Allah has said that nawafil via nawafil, I get close to my servant. Via nawafil, Allah says, I get close to my servant. Just like when he prays nafal, does nafal ibadah, Allah says, I get closer to him, I'm so closer to him, I become his hand, I become his eyes. So what does this, how do you attain this? Through nawafil, voluntary, extra actions. Allah gives his qurb. We say it's not necessary. So then tell me what is necessary. Bad akhlaq, bad manners, bad character. From top to bottom we have the appearance, and inside we have anger on the tip of the nose and lying, backbiting, takabbur, pride, haughtiness, big-headedness. Yes? Everything's inside. Everything. So brothers, he said, no, people are coming in the room. He was passing away. He said, I can see, can't you see? And then the nephew said, uncle, my dear uncle, I can't see them. He said, I was a little bit upset. What's uncle saying? What's he saying? He said, suddenly he started to say, he couldn't even move. He said, make me do wudu. So what we realize, subhanAllah, is that wudu is a great action indeed. That's why in the hadith it stated that when you go to sleep in the night, then sleep with wudu, because preparation for death is in the same way. If at least minimum, look, you know, you get a letter of somehow, that even in wudu, there's a letter of make and habit, at least human being, because that's the afzal action, is the best, the complete way, but make this habit, that keep a piece of stone or brick next to you and do tayammum before you go to sleep. At least you can do this, can't you, before you sleep. Such a, you get, for example, nice bricks, a person, he washes a brick and puts it next to his bed, little brick, piece of stone, earth, and just before you sleep, wipe your hands on it, and then wipe on your face, then wipe that stone and brick again, then wipe over your hands and arms. Alhamdulillah, wudu's done. Yes, you don't do the proper, full, complete wudu, but mashallah, the pious predecessors have given ways and routes to weak people like us. For weak people like us, this is enough. There's a cold climate, I'm sick, I don't feel like doing wudu, I can't do wudu. At least you can do this before sleeping. So with Allah's rahmah and mercy, Allah said, at least he tried. Say, subhanAllah. So today, after today, everyone should keep a brick, stone, or do wudu and go to sleep. Will you do this, brothers? Yes. Because we are sat here for amal, not for storytelling and jackanory and folk tales. Everything I'll tell you, make niya that we're gonna do this action. Subhanallah. You make this niya, isn't it? Yes. Well, if we do it or not, but at least make niya that this message has come to us today. We'll come to this majlis, this gathering. We are going to do this action. Does everyone make this intention? Say, inshallah. You'll go to bed with wudu. Then at least do tayammum. Will you do tayammum? And you'll put a brick near to your pillow, your bed. When the angels come, they will see this. He said, let me do wudu. Well, I know him myself. And he had a habit of being in wudu all life long. He spent in Makkah and Medina. So always he was in a habit of being in wudu. Yes, he always said, I want to do wudu, wudu, wudu. He used to do wudu regularly. He said, let me do wudu, allow me to do wudu. And look how many people when they pass away do this action. Only those people get this who have made effort in the dunya, in the world. When they go to a majlis, a gathering, they hear the messages that we'll do this today. This is called making effort. Intention, and then after that, leaving it to Allah. Allah, I make niyyah, now it's for you to make it. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Yes, we say this verse, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What do we say? Oh Allah, that I cannot be saved from any sin. I don't have the power. I don't have the ability. I start the effort and making and working, and Allah, you give me the power to be saved from sin. That's la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah, can't do good deeds. How can I come to salah? I make the niyyah. Allah, you give me the power and energy that I can go to salah. This is called niyyah. Intention. We don't even make the niyyah. This is the meaning of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Such a great kalima. When we do wird of this recitation, then we're asking all of this. Forget wird. Understand the kalima. That there's a translation next to every kalima. Do you know the translation? Yes. Memorize it. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah, can't do this action. Couldn't do this. How did I come to dhikr? How did I get up from my bed? How did I arrive to this majlis? So many rewards, thousands, millions, 50 years I'm hearing rewards. So how am I doing this action? Immediately it will come to my la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah, I didn't have the power. I didn't have the ability. I made niyyah. You gave me the ability like a bird. You lifted me and seated me here. Subhanallah. Because we had the niyyah. And if we don't have the niyyah, all life long you can't do the action. Lazy, negligent, you stay trapped in that. Today make the niyyah for an action. I swear and say, Allah is the one who will bring you. Make niyyah, it's our duty. And Allah is the one who will deliver us then. That's why I stated, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Accept, you've accepted. The Allah can only make intention. How do I make niyyah now? Come Fajr Salah in the morning, then pray Ishraq, and after Ishraq, do dhikr, then go home. Allah, it is there. You have put so many words there, and I feel like my heart feels like coming. Allah, so please fulfill my heart's desire so I can come. Wallahi, Allah Ta'ala will deliver that person physically to that gathering. Allah will give that person that result. Ya Allah, I want to do this action. I know it's very sinful. I can't leave this sin. I'm not strong enough to leave the sins. But Allah, from my heart, I promise in the day. Allah, I promise to my heart that Allah, detach me from this sin. I have this deficiency. And say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Allah, you are the one who gives the power, the ability, the strength. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful kalima. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Anything, you will not lose out from any good deed. And if you want to reject a sin, you won't be weak if you do amal on this kalim. And Allah leave it to you. So he did wudu, and another point came in this. The second point was the first point that we need to do, is that we, if we want to have kamil iman, what do we need to work hard on? Say loudly upon what? Akhlaq, good conduct, manners, character. Do you understand? So that's one point. Oh, we say that of course we have to do ibadah anyway, but kamil iman is not the result of ibadah, physical. Pray a lot of salah. It's not kamil iman you're getting. Do a lot of recitation, you won't have kamil iman. You keep a lot of fast, you won't have kamil iman. Kamil iman, the tariqah Allah has prescribed is what? That elevate your akhlaq, improve your akhlaq to have kamil iman. Then your ibadat will give you benefit. Yes, do you understand what I'm saying? Kamil iman is not based on kathir ibadah. First, improve your akhlaq. That's point number one. Secondly, prior to sleeping, what do we need to do? That everyone have a brick stone next to him, so that when it's time for death, at that time you also have a brick. You should be in hospital with that next to you. Wipe your hands over it. He said, make me do wudu. So when he said, dear uncle, you can't even get up. How can I enable you to do wudu? How can I assist you to do wudu? How can I enable, help you do wudu? He said, so many people have come. After that, then he couldn't say anything, do anything. Then, look now, that this is relating to the next world, hereafter. Here, listen to this. So, he's also half, he could see the vision of thereafter, Malakul Maud, the angels had come with his kafan, with his shroud. Because, so he could see that now, his tongue, and he started to speak Arabic at that time. Allahu Akbar. And he said, Tafaddul hina, come, hada sheikh, hada, tafaddul. He's calling them, come, sit here, and get up, my nephew, give them space. Can't you see? They've come, see them down. In other words, he was treating them nicely. They have come to see him, the guests, great people, and he knew who was great and small. And he said it in Arabic, get away from me, sit here, kaiful hal ya sheikh. Like a common Arabic speaking person, he started speaking. Allahu Akbar, this is recent today. Why? Because the message of hadith, our truth, my brothers, maut will come like this. May Allah forgive. And those people who are sinful people, they will see horrible faces, shaitan, ugly faces, they will see at death. Why? Because they disregarded the sunnahs, Rasulullah's sunnahs, they laughed against them. Biggest adab for that person who mocks the sunnah and plays with the sunnah in the world. Remember this. Adab for that person. Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnah, the Holy Prophet sunnah, he mocked it, joked against, jested against it. Today in this era, day and age, and these things are happening. It's common today, openly, flagrantly we say things, Allahu Akbar, that person's body shakes when he hears these words. About who? Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the gracious Prophet sunnah. That we have no rank for the sunnah, no status. And imagine that person's maut when he does that in this world. My brothers, think about it. Think about it. What are we doing? Where are we going? It's weakness. If we're weak, then don't speak wrong. Oh, look at him. Who does he think he is? The amal that person is doing, we're joking against the person, mocking him. Mocking the sunnah, laughing, grinning. Behind his back, grinning and showing our teeth. This is common today. The sister, if she observes niqab, parda, then there's destruction for her in the family and difficulty for her. And those people who don't have parda, who sin, who are fahashi, modis, we praise them. Those men, those boys, we praise them. Ajeeb situation today. So will maut not come? And this is shown, some people, those people who die, their death is shown. And he's speaking, he's not speaking his language, he's speaking on the heavenly language. After death, everyone will speak that language. So is this not proven, the hadith? Clear. Yes, he sat there, he's speaking in Arabic to them, the guests. And then he's speaking, you sit here, how comes you've come? Which angels must be there, who he was meeting at that time, alhamdulillah. And they will come to take his ruh after that he spoke with them. Normal, he closed his eyes. And then suddenly, little bit of a shake, jolt, and his face said, Subhanallah, towards the Kaaba, his face turned. Allahu Akbar. Do we want death like this? For that, what do we need? Kamil Iman. And how will we attain Kamil Iman? Which action will give Kamil Iman? Whose? Akhlaq is the best. Imam Ghazali, Rahimahullah, Rahmatullah Alayhi, great Imam Ghazali. Think yourself, what a great Imam. Great Imam. In the world, his status in fiqh, in tasawwuf, jurisprudence, high grade human being. And he's passing away, he's written about him. His death came, everyone's going to die. And his most beloved murid, student, disciple, many murids are very attached to the shaykh and for sabr. And Allah Ta'ala makes him do ziyarah of such a person. So his student saw, he saw his shaykh, Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi. And he said, Hazrat, how are you? What happened to you after death? Obviously, there was one question. What happened with you, Shaykh? What daraja have you gone to? And he smiled straight away. He said, what was going to happen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was presented to Allah. Allah said, go, I've forgiven you. Allah subhanahu. And he said, listen carefully. Don't look at my deeds. That was this, I was that, I was alim, I had kitabs, I wrote kitabs, I did this section, that action. He said, nothing was shown to me here with regards to those things. There was no hisab for that in the hereafter. Allah called me himself and said, I forgive you, but not on those deeds that you think were giving you the means to success. Remember, Allah says to Imam Ghazali, Imam Ghazali, remember this incident. Allah says, I remind you of an occurrence. Do you remember one day you were writing a kitab, a hadith you were writing, and in your hand there was a pen, and you were writing with a pen in the olden days, the fountain pen, you know, the wooden pen with ink, and you put your pen into the ink, and after that when you wrote, and you're about to write, then there was a small fly sat on your pen. Allah's reminding him, he said, yes Allah, the fly sat, because that picture, the movie, you know, the clip will come back through. Allah say, you did this at this time, the clip will run.
that fly was sat there. Allah said, Zayd, he said, yeah, why didn't you move that fly? No, Allah. That was your makhluk creation. I didn't remove it. This was akhlaq. Akhlaq, good conduct. Love with the makhluk creation. You're going, it's raining, in your hand is an umbrella. The other person who's weak, daif, your clerk will say, leave it, let me get wet. This man, let me give him the umbrella so he can go on his way. Subhanallah. This is the point. So all his ibadahs end at that time. Allah says ibadah ends at the time. Ibadah of akhlaq Allah selects first. The what action did he do for the sake of my creation? Khairun nasi anfun nas. Best human being is he who benefits most the makhluk, the creation. He's the best. So what happened now? Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah, he said that Allah says, remember that fly? He sat there, that insect. And when he was sucking on the ink, he was thirsty. What came in your heart? And Imam Ghazali said, Allah, in my heart came, this is small creation of Allah, looks thirsty to me. Let his stomach fill first with the ink, water. When he departs, then I will start writing. Allah said, this is what I like from your actions. The one of my makhluk, the small makhluk, you quenched his thirst. Today I will quench your thirst in paradise via the pond of Kawthar. Say subhanallah. So this is brothers, tazkiyah, purification, dhikr, azkar. This is not the objective. Peer, murid, sheikh, students. He's a sheikh, wasila means learn these principles from him. Learn the wazaif, work hard. He'll give you lessons. He'll tell you what to do. Principles, what you learn from the waliyallah. Sometimes they're strict, sometimes they're soft. Our job duty is to follow that tariqah. What are we going to learn from the shaykh? So that our akhlaq can become akhlaq yusna. My shaykh Hazrat Sahib said that walaya, there's no method to get walaya. Rather one action, one principle. Beautifulness here. That when the human beings are akhlaq khabis, become akhlaq amida, then that ghaliz becomes akhlaq amida, then he goes to the rank of wali. We say this many tasbees, this much sabak, pray this much salat, tahajjud, and pious actions. Totally not at all. The real thing we need to attain is to improve our akhlaq, look after our akhlaq. So brothers, two lessons today. Yes. Number one, to attain Allah's nearness. Kamil iman. To get kamil iman, what do we need to do? To elevate our akhlaq. And keep on measuring, weighing akhlaq. How much do I love the makhluk, the creation? How much do I have the jazba to give up things for the makhluk? Keep on weighing yourself, analyzing. And secondly, remember I said when you go to sleep. And now the third point today, lesson, learning. What's the time now? Salah time is close, very close. What time is Salah? Okay, close. We'll conclude now. We'll do a bit of dhikr, recite Durood Sharif.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المسلمين طه وياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي يسواج محمد المؤمنين وزرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد سلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا كثيرا یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ تو ہم سب کچھ بخشش فرما یا اللہ تو ہمیں نیک انسان بنا یا اللہ نبی پاک سنتوں سے محبت نصیب فرما یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل کرم سے عمل کرنے والا مسلمان بنا یا اللہ ہم تلاوت قرآن کثرت ذکر میرے مولا کثرت عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ جو آج نصیحتیں ہم تک پہنچی میرے مولا ہمیں عمل کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما ہمارے لواحقین کی بخشش فرما پوری امت کی بخشش فرما وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی صحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین آمین.